You are tuned in to the Red Pill Hardcore Double Dosage After Show. Double Dosage After Show. After Show. After Show.
After Show.
After Show.
Yes, thank you. This is the After Show, guys. So, we got raunchy last night, but hey, you know, that's what a show is sometimes. But the point of the show for everybody is to have, you know, a little bit of a green room, a little after show for people to call in and ask questions of our guests if they do hold over from the main show. And, you know, it's a safe zone. I don't want you to feel attacked. This is a safe zone. We're going to have discussions like human beings. Nobody's holier than thou or has more experience than anybody else. And needs to tout anything like that. We're here to have a regular discussion. And really, I'm always interested in learning people's thought processes. So we're not going to be shutting people down. And we're going to listen and learn from each other. With me tonight, I have my co-host. We have Tyler Davenport. And I believe it's off mute. Go ahead, Kyler.
Are you? I'm chilling. Are you chilling? Are you chilling?
chilling because I'm the vaudevillain. Yes, absolutely.
You chilling? I'm chilling. I'm chilling, brother. I'm chilling.
All right. I do believe we also still have our guest from the main show. David Stephan, you there?
I'm here.
Okay.
Where's Kelly?
Kyler, what do you think, man?
About what?
Our guest and what he's been through. Man's been through hell.
I think it's amazing. Yeah, I'm just taking it all in, you know. I'm just taking it all in and analyzing all of the finer points. And it's great, you know. We've got one of my new co-host calling in tonight, Susan Bartell, who is taking over my Friday night slot on CPS, and our legal counselors will be with her. I'm letting her host that show. I'm just going to be co-hosting for her, but I'm so proud of her. She is so wonderful.
Okay. Hopefully I get to meet her tonight.
I think she'll call in. Yeah, I think she'll call in.
All right.
She's really sweet.
Well, I'm going to open up the boards to our listeners and see what they want to talk about in relation to Mr. Stephan, our guest. Go ahead, callers. I do believe we have someone from Kentucky on the line, and we got the butcher tonight.
Yes, you do. Hello, V.
Hello,
V. Hello. I love to hear you. I love to hear when I hear your voice and your laugh, it brightens my day. It really does. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much. On your guest tonight,
I was trying to grasp what he was alluding to. I'd like him to summarize what he's talking about and everything. I'm sure, I mean, there's so much information with what he had to say that I was having a hard time getting around it and everything. I've been, since this whole coronavirus thing started, I've got a local group in the neighborhood going here. And like him, I'm beginning to see that we might be being hoaxed a little bit, because I'm crunching numbers, and I'm looking at the population of the United States versus who's sick and who's positive. And like I told Kyler tonight on our show, on our ARPI, the percentages of, like, deaths and everything is coming at, like, 0.0000004 of 1%, but I'm still eating Spam sandwiches. And I'm beginning to look at this. I'm beginning to look at this a little bit. V, your thoughts?
Well, you already know my thoughts. I want to know what the guest thoughts are.
Well, I was hoping that the engineer, the producer, could play that piece tonight from the Department of Justice. They've made several arrests around the country this last 2 weeks that have been kind of kept under wraps. The Federal Bureau of Investigation has been out with the DOJ making several arrests from dissidents from the People's Army in China who passed themselves off as scientists and molecular biologists here in the United States. So they've made a lot of arrests that need to be brought out tonight. And these scientists have been sending back top secret information from the United States. Of course, they all have access to the main Central Intelligence Agent database, along with the WHO and the CDC. So they're able to go behind the wall and find out all of the top secret things that we can't, being scientists. So they've been shipping all that information back to China. They've made several arrests over the last 2 weeks, as I said. And this should put sanctions on China. I mean, if we don't do sanctions with China, it's going to be really rough. I spoke to a Secret Service agent, former Secret Service agent, earlier tonight, who, you know, told the story that Trump's been in the loop on this all along. The reason Trump has been downplaying this whole thing, there's a very good reason for it. They've arrested 600 people in the administration, partially the Democratic administration and the Department of Defense. They've arrested several people, 600 total. And, you know, they're trying to tear Trump's election down. What they did is they used the coronavirus to tear Trump's election down and make him look bad. Now, I'm not putting up for Trump. I'm not standing up for Trump. I'm just giving you the facts of what's going on. This is all political. All of this is political. The coronavirus is no different than the flu. It has some ramifications for people with decreased immune systems. Of course, we know that, and you know, young children and others who already have pre-existing conditions. But it's nothing to worry about. I'm sick of talking about it. It's simply a political issue. It's a political move. It's a political maneuver, and that's what we need to understand. We need to move on to bigger and better things. We need to start talking about the backstory behind all of this, which is what I'm doing tonight. I'm proud that these arrests have been made. There are many more arrests to come. And well, now, that's about what I have to say
for now. Can we go ahead and play that clip? Can we go ahead and do that? Well, let's do that.
Oh, I'm very curious. You'll love it. You'll love it. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Good morning. Oh, my God. You'll
love
it. We're
here today to announce three separate cases highlighting the ongoing threat posed by Chinese economic espionage and research theft in the United States. First, the arrest today of a Harvard University professor for lying about his participation in a Chinese foreign recruitment program. Second, this morning we have unsealed a separate indictment of a Chinese national working as a scientific researcher at Boston University who failed to mention on her visa application that she is also a lieutenant with the People's Liberation Army. Finally, this office has indicted another Chinese national for trying to smuggle vials of biological material out of the United States to China and lying about it to federal investigators. That defendant, whose entry to the United States had been sponsored by Harvard University, was a cancer researcher at a lab at the Beth Israel Deaconess Medical Center. So, this morning, the FBI arrested Dr. Charles Lieber, the chair of the Department of Chemistry and Chemical Biology at Harvard University, for making false statements regarding his involvement in China's Thousand Talents Plan and his affiliation with the Wuhan University of Technology. The complaint alleges that Dr. Lieber signed a contract with the Chinese university in Wuhan and was paid up to $50,000 per month, plus up to $158,000 in living expenses, and awarded more than $1.5 million to set up a research lab at the Chinese school and work there on researching nanotechnology. Lieber also joined China's Thousand Talents Plan, according to the complaint, a Chinese government-run program designed to entice scientists and researchers in the United States to share their research expertise with China. At the same time, Dr. Lieber was receiving U.S. grant funds from the Department of Defense and the National Institutes of Health. National Institutes of Health spends up to $39 million a year funding medical research in the United States. Those programs required Dr. Lieber to disclose if he was working with, including receiving funding from, any foreign power. When questioned, Lieber hid his involvement with the Chinese entities, including specifically disavowing any connection to China's Thousand Talents plan. Meanwhile, based on the complaint, it appears that China paid Lieber hundreds of thousands of dollars over the years for his involvement with the Chinese entities and for his work on research for Chinese gain. Also today, a federal grand jury indicted Yen Qing Ye, a Chinese national, with lying on her J-1 visa application, making false statements to Customs and Border Protection, conspiracy, and being an unregistered agent of the People's Republic of China. According to court documents, Ye is a lieutenant in the People's Liberation Army, but she concealed her military connections while employed as a researcher at Boston University's Department of Physics, Chemistry, and Biomedical Engineering Center for Polymer Studies. The indictment alleges that a colonel in the People's Liberation Army and other military officers from the Chinese National University of Defense Technology gave Ye numerous assignments while she was in the United States, such as conducting research, assessing U.S. military websites, and sending documents and information back to China. In April 2019, Ye was questioned by customs officers at Logan Airport on her way to China. According to the indictment, she lied about her involvement with Chinese military projects. A border search of her electronic devices showed that Ye had compiled information for the People's Liberation Army about two U.S. residents with expertise in robotics and computer science. Lastly, last week this office indicted Zheng Zhaozheng, a Chinese national sponsored by Harvard University who was doing cancer research at the Beth Israel Deaconess Medical Center. Zheng was charged with attempting to smuggle to Beijing vials of biological material, along with other research materials that he had stolen from the lab at the Beth Israel, where Zheng was working on cancer cell research. Before he boarded his flight, customs officers discovered 21 vials of biological material in a sock in his baggage. When confronted by the officers, Zheng initially lied and said he was not traveling with any biological or research materials. Chemistry, nanotechnology, polymer studies, robotics, computer science, biomedical research. This is not an accident or a coincidence. This is a small sample of China's ongoing campaign to siphon off American technology and know-how for Chinese gain. Recently, Attorney General Barr referred to China as this country's primary rival. Similarly, FBI Director Chris Wray recently told Congress that right now there is no country that poses a greater counterintelligence threat to the United States than China. Through the use of not only traditional intelligence officers, but academics, researchers, its own private citizens, China is engaged in a massive, long-term campaign to steal U.S. research and technology for its own uses. As demonstrated by these cases, on the academic side, the Chinese government uses partnerships and exchanges with U.S. schools and research institutions to access cutting-edge research and equipment. Obviously, most visiting Chinese academics and researchers are here to work in good faith in U.S. institutions, but some of them are not. Some number have been incentivized by the Chinese government, either through the use of money or other means, to gather U.S. research and smuggle it back to China. Because of the sheer scope of this threat, a year ago, the Attorney General created the China Initiative at the U.S. Department of Justice, designed to prioritize and aggressively prosecute Chinese economic espionage and theft of intellectual property. The cases we are announcing today are part of that effort. Boston is an especially attractive target for this kind of exploitation, and universities and research institutions and tech companies in this area must become sensitized to this threat. Our community benefits greatly from the diversity and talent of international visitors and our partnerships with foreign institutions.
And Reverend Sharpton.
Okay, and so I really want to know what you guys view as the implications of all this. Kyler, I would like you to go first, and then David, I would like you to go next after the break. Oh, actually, no, we're not having a break till top of the hour. So, and then we'll get to our callers, if we can, please.
Obviously, you heard in his voice the political speak and the political correctness which he had to perform, saying that we love some of our Chinese dissidents and we love some of our Chinese folks and scientists that come here and they're doing a fantastic job. But all that BS aside, China is out to destroy the United States, regardless of trade. Trade does not even come into play here. The Chinese government has been stealing information from the United States for many, many years, and we have been stealing information from them for many, many years, along with Russia and other countries. We steal information constantly every single day. This has just now come to surface because of Trump. Trump got a letter from a former Secret Service agent who has been working undercover with a special ops team looking at this situation. They've been on team now for the last year and a half. They've been working this very covertly. And these indictments have came out basically via force from the Republicans, from the Trump administration and his 200 advisors. This information has come out. Trump forced this information to come out. There are 600 generals and high officials and lieutenant colonels that are working very hard to kill the dark state as we speak and to do everything in their power to release information regarding these foreign entities that are trying to take the United States down. So we do have some really good people out there working for our benefit. I just want you all to know this. It's not all bad. We have some very powerful, powerful people working against the cabal, against the Illuminati, against the New World Order. And so you can go to sleep tonight knowing that you have support and you have folks out there working very hard. Now, that being said, there is another virus on the way. Now, my contacts at the CDC tell me that, and as you know, they're just nothing but a vaccine company. This new vaccine that's coming out has the full focus of the coronavirus in it. It has the coronavirus in it. Naturally, it would do that to boost your immune system to the coronavirus. But it is kind of odd that it says on the label, this vaccine does contain the coronavirus. I advise all of you not to take the vaccine under any circumstances, even if you have to go to jail and be confined. Do not take the vaccine, whatever you do. And those are going to be coming out. They're going to be forced on the population here within the next 8 to 10 months, is my prediction, along with some other things, including the RFID chip. The radio frequency chip is coming into play here also. Americans are going to have to be very aware and very alert and very astute as to what they do and what decisions they make. And so I just want all of you to be very alert and very aware and do your research and do your vetting and do your reading, do your studying, and listen to these shows like V and Alternative Public Radio International to get the behind-the-scenes scoops, because that's what we do. We're full-time researchers. We're full-time investigators. And we at APRI have connections with some of the best forensic teams in the country, if not in the world. And we have some of the best connections in the Central Intelligence Agency, the World Health Organization, and the United Nations, and the Council on Foreign Relations. That being said, I thank you very much for your time. I'll sit back and listen now.
Yes, David Stefan, are you still with us?
Yes, I am.
What are your thoughts?
Well, you know, it's no doubt we're at war, and that war isn't necessarily defined by borders. It's a war between good and evil, a war on the liberties of the people, and it's prevalent. It's infiltrated the government within the U.S., within Canada. It's everywhere, and China seems to be being used from my understanding to help fulfill these purposes that seem to be an issue even in the U.S. I mean, when we take a look at the eugenics issue, China was really used to test that whole system out, which was something that didn't come out of China necessarily. It was something that was being pushed on the U.S. as well. So, you know, when we talk about the deep state, it's infiltrated every government. And my understanding is, maybe not every government, but just about. My understanding is that Bill Gates has had some involvement over in China as well in regard to the facility in Wuhan where the COVID-19 supposedly was leaked from. So, you know, whether or not there's legitimacy to that, it just seems that, you know, this Bill Gates individual has his fingerprints on just about every part of this. But going back to the question that the first caller had in regard to what my take was on the whole COVID-19 hoax issue and the impact that it's having on people, he said that he was eating Spam sandwiches. And you know, I sympathize for you. I can't empathize because I'm not in the same situation whatsoever. And this is really the point of action that I think we need to begin taking is that, you know, I apologize. It was Tyler. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm, that's correct. Yes.
Perfect. Like Tyler said, you know, we're going to be really, really careful about the decisions that we make and that we don't want to take that vaccine. And I 110% am on board with that. Do not take that vaccine. Do not fall in line. Take a stand. But here's the issue that we're going to run into is that our ability to be able to take a stand is largely dictated upon the situation that we find ourselves in currently. And if we're fully reliant on the system, if we're finding ourselves within, you know, going back to the city application here, if we're in the cities, then, you know, it's just one of those situations that we're just going to be bulldozed over. And I'm not saying not to take a stand if you're in that situation, but, you know, When I see all of this stuff taking place on social media and the effects that this COVID-19 is having on people in regard to government restraints, I'm looking at it and I'm just shaking my head and saying, wow, you know, like they've got us already enslaved. Because, you know, I've been living in a situation for the last year and a half in a commune. I just recently left to begin a different project, but I was living in a commune for the last year and a half in a very beautiful situation where, one, it's had no impact on any of those people, and where I am currently, it's had no impact on me whatsoever because we're already living a lifestyle where we aren't reliant on the system. I homeschool my kids, so, you know, taking them out of school, well, they were already homeschooled, right? Like, the only impact it's had on me is that, you know, when I went to go into Costco, I learned about this new term called social distancing, and had to wait in line to actually get into the Costco because they only admit so many people. And then I realized when I wanted to go get some toilet paper that there was no toilet paper. And it's just a good thing that, well, I already had enough toilet paper. I was just, you know, was keeping my reserves up. So, you know, if we can become independent of the system, then we're in a much greater position to dig in our heels and say, absolutely not. We are not going
Let
to...
Okay, go ahead. Let me interject one thing real quick, and y'all can take this and swallow it however you want to. I don't care. You'll have to rely on my experience and my age. There is no such thing as COVID-19. COVID-19 has not been identified. It has not been positively identified and marked, period. If you will ask any doctor, the tests are bogus that are coming out. The tests for COVID-19 are bogus. Doctors are narcissistic. And if you ask any doctor behind closed doors at the bar and get him drunk enough, he will say, if I have a person that has any respiratory disease at all and has any of these symptoms that the CDC is putting out in signs, I'm going to be famous. I'm going to be the first one to diagnose someone at my hospital with COVID-19. I cannot wait. I cannot wait to be famous and be in the medical journals. So you have to understand there is no COVID-19. We need to change the conversation, folks. We need to change the conversation, and we need to start doing the deep, behind-the-scenes investigations into this situation. It's all about panic. It's all about fear. It's all about power. And it's all about putting Americans into submission and seeing how far they can push us to do what they want us to do. Now, my last word is, there is no, well, not my last word, but there is no COVID-19. It does not exist. It does not exist. It has not been identified positively.
Especially as something that could be continuing to mutate as it moves, right?
Yes.
And so we still don't know exactly what we're up against, if it's any more dangerous than the flu or anything like that. But you are in the middle of something there. Please continue, Mr. Stephan.
Well, I absolutely agree. I mean, the whole theory behind viruses is actually under question. We've seen this traditionally where they have used this and exploited it. If you take a look at the polio DDT correlation there, and that they never did human studies on DDT, but when they did animal studies on DDT, they found that there was the lesions in the spinal cord in the animals that you would find in humans with polio, and that when they got rid of the DDT, well, guess what disappeared as well? The polio, except for the vaccine-induced cases of it. And so we've seen this issue traditionally where viruses have been represented as something that they're actually not. And so you're not going to hear any argument in regard to the statement that you just made there about COVID-19 not being in existence. My understanding is that they can't even isolate a virus. And so being that the whole COVID family of viruses is pretty broad, my understanding is that if they find DNA from that virus, they're saying it's COVID-19, wherein many people have been exposed to a COVID family virus in the past. And so it's not even a proper test, is my understanding. If that's correct. Even correct to that degree.
Correct.
So
correct.
But yeah.
Total waste of time. Total waste of time to get tested. Total waste of time to even think about COVID-19. The reason Trump is wanting to get everybody back to work is because he's had intel from the Secret Service Special Ops Division, and his own Delta Force has went in and confirmed that this is not a real virus. It's not something to be afraid of. It's not something to be worried about. So don't think Trump is crazy. Now, I'm not putting up for Trump, and I'm not standing up for Trump. I'm just talking facts. Trump is not talking crazy when he tweets, "I want everybody to get back to work. This is all about them trying to crush my administration and crush my potential for re-election." And that's exactly the truth. That's exactly what's going on here.
I am not a big Trump fan, but I can tell you, being in a foreign country, my dollars have, the worth of my money has shot up. Since he's been in office, I know the man is about making money, so I really can't hate him as far as, you know, versus what Obama or Bill Clinton or anybody else is doing. So I agree with you there. We do need to be just resuming life as it was. We shouldn't be letting this take a hold of us. We are stronger than that. We should be stronger than that mentally, especially. So I do know we have some people on the line here. I would like to get them to be talking. I do believe we're going to go to commercial break just to top of the hour, but we're going to have some other people talk here. I do believe we have Murr, Scotty, and the Butcher on the line. So we'll get to them after commercial break, guys.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
How would you like to earn an extra $10,000 or more a month from the comfort of your home? We show you how to win with a home-based business opportunity. This could be one of the best financial decisions you ever make. Work from home, full-time or part-time. Plus, you'll never have to talk to anyone. Our professional sales team closes all your sales for you, and you keep 70% of all the sales made. You could be earning money while you're sleeping, shopping, working out, wherever you are, day or night. Our system goes to work for you. You can make a great income without any special computer skills or sales training. Plus, you get paid fast, within just 24 to 48 hours after our professional sales team closes a sale for you. Let us help you eliminate your financial concerns. You could be earning enough money to pay off debt, buy a house, a car, or whatever the case may be. We've got you covered. If you'd like to add an extra $10,000 or more a month to your portfolio, and you would like to know exactly what we're doing and how we're doing it, go now to www.getstartedwithus.com. That's www.getstartedwithus.com. Again, that's www.getstartedwithus.com.
Talk Right, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. Talk Right makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download Talk Right today from Google Play or the App Store.
The Republic Broadcasting Network late night premiere show Red Pill Hardcore is hosted by activists that want to hear from you, the listeners, so that you can get involved in the activism. Please call in at 800-313-9443 at 10 p.m. to enter the discussion. To book yourself as a guest, call our studio at 202-657-5715 or contact RBN staff. Remember, keep it real and take the Red Pill.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Dosage after show. Now, Kelly Bose can be here tonight. Kelly Bose is Kelly's busy setting up his own stuff. He's got Info Metal. He's got some good stuff going on. He wants me to replace the music. He gave me some music bites and they got made into some things, but he wants me to replace the music, and we will do that. He's working on some things himself, and for those of you who don't know who Kelly Bowes is, he's the bassist from Negative Offset, good friend of ours, and we're getting sound right. We're getting everything right. So, I do know, again, that we have some people on the line. I want to open up those lines and see if we get some discussion here. So, go ahead. We don't even have. Wait. Where's the butcher? I can usually count on him.
I'm here.
I'm just
for
a second. There we go.
Susan is here. No, Susan is here, Billy. Let Susan talk, Billy. Let Susan talk.
Go
She's
ahead
here.
Talk, Susan. I'm sorry. Go ahead. Get out, Susan.
No, I think you heard me, maybe.
That's Mer.
Yeah.
Oh,
yes.
Boy, we have Mer. How you doing, Mer?
Hi. So is it my turn? Yes?
Yes, we have people in the line.
Okay.
Go ahead and talk.
All righty. Well, what I heard was David Stefan said, is your name Tyler, T-Y-L-E-R, and Kyler said yes. So I just wanted to clarify that for everyone.
No, it's K-I-L-E-R.
Kyler the Killer.
Misunderstanding there, and I just thought, well, if David tries to call in sometime and trying to get a hold of Tyler, you know, might be some head scratching and stuff. But when I went
only my friends, phone, only my friends in Pakistan call me Killer. Killer, are you there? Killer.
I call you Phil.
Yeah, that's fine. That's fine. That's fine.
Oh, she's when I picked up the phone,
my dear neighbor was on there and had left a message, and I could tell by her voice. She was very nice and everything, and they're very sweet. But I think she's probably buying this nonsense, so I'm going to have to talk to her. And they're going to have lambs in May, and, you know, this is, I love it out here in the country. But, and really, neighborhoods is a better term. Community and communes gets into this communitarianism and all this other nonsense that they want to herd us into, and they are actually already doing that. But, you know, back in the 90s, they had the hood movies, right, about basketball and everything and all kind of naughtiness. And so they wanted to destroy that term, neighborhood. You know, love your neighbor as yourself, right?
What's your name?
Me?
Are you a fan of mine?
Yeah, I'm the one that prayed for you when you had your cancer surgery. Myr.
Oh, yes. you're so special.
Ever since you first came on the show.
You're so special.
Bill Butcher was going to marry me. You're welcome.
Thank you so much. What's your name? What's your name?
I go by Myr. It's an acronym.
Okay, Myr. Yeah, Myr. Myr, I know you, Myr. Okay. Thank you, Myr.
Yeah, listen, this COVID stuff is a cover job, but it's also doing a lot of good cover. You know, it was in the pipelines way before Trump and everyone else. And you heard me the other night say, consider, you know, how Milton Eisenhower and some others had written that beware the military-industrial complex, and when we should really be worried about the banker-politician complex, because the bankers are the ones that pay the military and everyone else, so if military can shake them and do their own thing, you know, for the benefit of all of us, and there's a lot of that going on right now. You know, you see some of these nasty celebs that are child eaters and stuff, right, and doing their little videos, and they're locked up in their houses. There's a lot more going on than we realize. And this monetary system has to end. It doesn't have to come crashing down, but it does have to end. We can't have this usury and debt like this. This is nonsense. So anyway, I'll get off. I'm sure you have other callers and people to talk, but I just want to be sure you knew it was Kyler, not Tyler.
Yeah, hey, Tyler. I appreciate that clarification, Myr, and I'm in agreement with you regarding what you're putting out there for sure. It does have to come to a close.
And one other thing, like you were saying about the testing. If you want to see about testing, I don't know if you people know who Jennifer Daniels was. She's a very good doctor, but they basically chased her out with all their nonsense, and she's in Panama. But on YouTube, it's just Jennifer Daniels, and on her March 8th broadcast, she took like an hour to go through all the different aspects of when you get tested and how very unpleasant. And all at the very most, all it can do is to show that your body came in contact with something similar and reacted and took care of it at some time in your life. So any positive reading, false or otherwise, doesn't mean active.
No, not at all.
People need to chill out. You know, I'm going around different hosts, different places, and some of them are going absolutely nuts because they keep watching this Talmudia, right? That's just freaking them out.
Every test is inconclusive, yet comes back conclusive. Every test is inconclusive, comes back conclusive. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And guys, you know who I'm really angry with? I don't know what is up with this nasty Pelosi, but she wanted to impeach Trump for withholding aid to Ukraine, but withhold aid from the U.S.
She may have passed away, and she and Feinstein, whose her maiden name Diane was Goldman, then Berman, then Feinstein, and now Bloom, Richard Bloom. You know, she put the USPS, got stuff put through to make them have to hold an escrow, retirement funds for mail carriers, mail workers that weren't even born yet, because she's trying to bankrupt them. Because, you see, the postal system is the default when there are no banks. So they were trying to get ahead of this. And Bloom got up all these little properties. Huh?
I wanted to tell y'all something very funny. Nancy Pelosi, she was so unhappy with her USAFC 20B jet. She couldn't stand that Gulfstream 3. And so, you know, it comes with a speaker's job to have a jet. Oh, no. Miss Queen Pelosi was so aggravated that this jet had to stop and refuel. So she orders a big, fat, 200-seat USAF C-32 Boeing 757 that could get her back to California without stopping. And, you know, Newt Gingrich, he flew commercial most of the time. Newt Gingrich did.
Right.
But many of the legislatures are walking around and grinning with glee. I mean, she informed everyone that she's got to have this Boeing 757. Let me tell you this. That's $480,000 per month to the taxpayers. Mm-hmm. $480,000 a month to fly her ass around, with an annual cost of $5,760,000. Her last trip before this one, I looked at her budget. I looked at her paperwork under FOIA. You know what they spent on liquor on the trip? One trip, one way.
Uh-oh.
Take a guess. They spent $5,795 on a one-way trip, and there was only 9 of them on the jet. How do you figure that?
I would up there in the air.
She is an
Argentine Murano. I don't know if you knew that. She's posing as Italian Catholic.
Well, I would just like to put something in on that. What you just said, Tyler, most innovative thing ever. Look, I was landing in Salt Lake City a couple of years ago and bumped into Ted Cruz, who was changing flights on a commercial flight. And I looked, I said, you know who you look like? And he said, yeah, who I am. You know, and we laughed and everything. He was on a commercial flight. I'm not going to use bad language about Nancy. But I'm just not going to say anymore. I'm not, because we're trying to make friends here. I'm not going to say anymore. But Ted Cruz,
they trafficked
and
children in the
'80s. I saw him in Salt Lake.
Okay.
She's trying to tax. Pelosi and Feinstein.
They trafficked in children with the Presidio.
Yeah, yeah they did. Yeah, and she's trying to tax our 401ks now. She's working her butt off to try to tax our 401ks. Working her butt off in the office
to
try to attack their 401ks.
Evil creature.
She is so idiotic. Why haven't we taken her out yet? My God, why haven't we taken her? She needs to be in a nursing home. Her and Maxine Waters need to be in a nursing home, 6 feet apart, of course, with their beds 6 to 7 feet apart.
You can have separate cages.
Well, and Kyler, just exactly what you just said is what I said. Why is this woman not dead yet?
I know.
I think she might be.
That post was literally made.
We might not see her again. We'll hear she you know, swooned and died of the coronavirus. I mean, she's an old bird, right?
Kind of like a nursing home.
Yeah.
Caller, who's that caller? Make yourself be known. What's going on in your mind?
Make yourself known, caller.
Oh, me?
You want me to get off? Bye-bye.
You.
Yeah.
I remember you. Go ahead.
Thank you, Mer. Bye-bye.
It's Scotty. You, I mean, I'm enjoying listening. But, I mean, but ain't Congress nothing more than a big giant nursing home? I mean, look at them. I mean, Nancy Pelosi.
Your health care is free, isn't it?
Who was that guy, V, that was like 96 years old when he left the Congress? They had him propped up over there in a chair.
The guy that was dosing off?
He was asleep most of the time.
Yeah, he was asleep most of the time. You know,
he was in a coma.
No, I'm not. You know, I don't want to badmouth nobody or anything, but Nancy Pelosi is a nasty person. I mean, you always think, ugly could be on the inside, but ugly's on the inside and out for her. She has no sympathy at all for the American people.
And I'm not trying to badmouth her either, but she looks like a drunk. You know, I'm a paramedic and I've worked with a lot of drunks. She has the face of a drunk. Her nose is red. She has all the makings of an alcoholic.
Tyler. Well, I don't say anything about like mistress or things like that, but I'd say she's smart.
Can you hear my
voice?
What,
Billy?
I'm a drunk. Billy? I know she's a drunk, okay? I'm an expert. She's a drunk.
Okay, guys, we have Jewel on line 5. Jewel, please make yourself be known.
Hi.
What's going
on? Come on, Jewel.
I didn't know exactly what you guys were talking about, but are you talking about, like, being not going along with the crowd and, you know, like I'm trying to get a smart meter off my house and I keep getting threatened?
Yes.
Is that kind of like what you guys talk about?
Yeah. We had that here. They came out. They marched out here to us and they marched around with our smart meters. And I asked the guy, I said, can you please not put that on my side right here by me where I work every day? Okay. And he said, you can opt out. He said, you can opt out. No problem. 4 weeks later, I get a call. 4 weeks later, I get a call. You opted out of your smart meter. You owe us $75 plus $35 a month. And I said, what? And they said, well, the opt-out doesn't mean it's free. You have to pay for the opt-out.
When I was in California, it was like $75 to opt out, and that was it. Added a fee to it, an annual or monthly fee.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
I know. I've got it. Go ahead.
I put it over the air, on the radio station here, and the man from the utility company actually called and threatened me over the air so everybody could hear it. And I thought, well, that's awesome.
That's what V and I are going to start doing. V and I are going to start making live phone calls from the air and asking people questions in important places. That's going to be one of me and V's secrets. I do it now on my channel. Oh, it's so much fun. We get on air and we make calls to people in high places and we ask them questions.
I have an archive. I've done that for years.
I love it. I love it, V. Okay.
I don't know if he's being serious or
what
not.
What is a smart meter?
Smart meter? That's a digital meter with micro... processing. It's a digital meter with micro processing. It's kind of like going from the old tubes in our television station over to digital. So the smart meter's got the same basic principle, speaking as a fifth grader here. It's the same principle. They went from the old tick-tock clock to the really high pressure electromagnetic signal where they can transmit, they can receive, they can monitor, they can profile how many people are in your house. They know if you have roommates move in by the signal transformation and the amount of signal that's coming through the smart meter. They can tell if you're growing pot in your bedroom. They can tell how much pot you're growing. They can tell all of these different things with a smart meter that they couldn't with the old meter. So there you go. There's your answer.
All while transforming your blood, and transforming your blood, giving you high blood pressure, and giving people strokes, giving people lots of different diseases, genetic diseases with bombardment against, your genetic code.
So you're talking about a smart meter is the electrical meter that they can shut off automatically from their office. That's what you're talking about, right?
Yes.
Okay, I got a good story on that one. Yep. I called and complained about my bill being so high. 1 month. And they come check it out. Well, they accidentally put my meter on my neighbor's meter, which is about 100 yards from me, and put her meter on my pole. And I was getting her bill. But evidently, she'd been paying more for it anyhow, and I ended up cost me $1,700 more.
These mistakes like that are just so convenient.
Yeah.
Yeah,
she got a $1,700 check in the mail, and it cost me $1,700.
Are you guys on every night? You're fun.
Yes. Well, Monday through Friday. Or, I'm sorry, Monday through Thursday. Here in a few weeks, we'll stretch on over to Friday. But we got to get some things set up for that. And we should be simulcasting with APRI. Are we not, my friend?
Which friend?
Kyler.
Come on, Kyler. Yes, we are.
I think he dropped the ball tonight. We'll see what's going on.
Yes, we are partners. We are partners with RBN, our good friends in Round Rock, Texas, because there's a Round Rock down in the river down there. But we are good friends with them, and yes, we're all together. And honey, thank you so much for thinking we're good. Please come back and be with us every night when you can.
Absolutely.
Me?
I've got to agree. This is my second night listening, and I really do enjoy this.
Well, I...
Wow, they...
That makes it...
They
it
worth up.
It for me. Thank you very much. If I had one listener and just one thanks, hey, that's enough for me. But thank you for the love, guys. And, you know, we can't do this without being a team. You know, we got Kyler Davenport here, myself, you know. We have the best engineer ever. He's actually able to negate some of the electronic harassment that I used to get other radio stations. So we got a pretty good setup.
The female that's on with us, what's your name, hon, on Facebook?
My name's Jewel.
Spell it.
Oh, I'm not on Facebook. Jewel.
J-E-W-E-L. She's on the line with us right now. That's Jewel.
Well, she's not on Facebook.
Jewel, I'd like to say something. When you said you enjoyed our show, you lit up my life.
Yes.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much
for saying
that.
Yeah, you lit up my life.
So that's you lit up my life. Everything we do for people like you.
I just get hung up on all the time when I call on the radio station here.
All of my calls.
I guess I'm...
Yeah.
Okay. Well, thank you.
I'm not somebody like other people, you know. We have some celebrities on the network. There's always some celebrities on the network. Every network I've been to, and I eventually just sort of kind of take over, and they hate me, and they kind of give up a lot of times. But I hope... This actually was different here in RBN, you know, but that's not happening. You know, I don't like to have competition as far as this war is concerned. I like to have allies. So this is what we're doing, and I definitely welcome callers for this second hour, this last show of the evening. So,
I just want to be...
313-9443. Yes, Kyler.
I just want to compliment you, B. I want to compliment you on this second hour, my friend. It was a brilliant move on your part. That's all I got to say. It's a brilliant, brilliant move on your part.
This is what radio's missing. I'm glad I can contribute to the movement here. And I'd like to give back to radio. I grew up on radio.
I love your second hour. I love it. Now your first hour, I'm like cornbread without no jalapenos, but the second hour is great.
cornbread beans, my friend. Jalapenos. That's how you know the Texas right there. Okay. Well, if you don't eat your cornbread, I'm going to eat your cornbread. So.
And I was
by the way.
I will eat cornbread with you. And V, you are not released from that football game. Them boys are waiting for you.
Yes, I still can't wait, my friend. Hey, you know, in about a year from now, that'll be possible. So they'll have a chance to get a little bit bigger, and I won't have to worry about hurting them. But, you know, they might have a little bit more chance of hurting me, though.
Hey, y'all. I wanted to say I'll be in South Korea tomorrow night on my big debut with Jaffe over there. I want y'all to try to tune in if it doesn't interrupt. I don't care if it interrupts V. V interrupts me all the time, so we can interrupt each other. That's what it's all about. If y'all want to hear me, I'll be in South Korea on Jaffe's show tomorrow night, my big debut. So,
Pirate Radio, my friend. Get the full plug out. Pirate Radio on
Pirate Radio!
RN, I believe.
Yeah, WPRPN. Yes.
Yes.
I'll be there tomorrow night. I don't know what time because he's in South Korea. So V's going to have to call me on the phone and tell me what the hell to do because I don't know what time they're going live over there.
Well, you know, we could probably. Can't we do a simulcast? We do triple. I don't know. Let's listen to your show.
Yeah, it's possible. It's possible. Yeah.
Hey, I'm able to sit back and listen, you know, too. So maybe we'll get your feed and play it through RBN.
Okay. Everybody's
we'll have to work that out with engineer, with engineer Mike.
Okay. Mike, you got it. You got it, Mike. It's all on you.
He loves having the pressure all on him.
Yes, of course.
But, guys, I do know we're coming up to the last minute here. I want to thank everybody for joining in and contributing to a wonderful show. I mean, the show is an experiment, but it seems to be taking hold, and I think this is definitely something we're going to do on a regular. Such great opinions and feedback. So this looks like
wonderful people. Wonderful people here. My God.
I love it.
Unbelievable.
And good theories, too.
Yes. We all get along.
Okay. Well, we're going to end the show before y'all make this black man blush. So thank you for tuning in to the Red Pill Hardcore Double Dosage After Show. And catch you tomorrow. Oh, actually, next week.
Is the Second Amendment your line in the sand? Is the United States Constitution important to you? Are you worried about gun confiscation? You need to join us for free at gunconfiscation.com. At gunconfiscation.com, you will meet like-minded patriots, get the latest Second Amendment news, and find anything you need to prepare for gun confiscation. Visit gunconfiscation.com today. That's gunconfiscation.com. Which side are you on?
You're listening to Real Talk Radio, only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.